It's time to get behind the mission with the United Way of the Tananaw Valley on KFAR Radio, promoting all of our incredible nonprofit organizations that truly make Fairbanks the Golden Heart City. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Hello, Interior Alaska. Thank you so much for tuning in today. My name is Sarah Hollister, and I am here with my work BFF.
Ride or die.
Yeah, forever.
Forever.
Katie Yarrow.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in today.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. And here on the show, we just love, we really do love our nonprofits.
We really do.
It has become
why we do
such
what we
a
do.
Wonderful relationship. And there are so many in this community.
Yeah.
And so every week on the show, if you are new to tuning in, we try to get behind the mission of many of these places. We try to find out, you know, what kind of programs they offer and how the community can get involved and
what they do and why it's important to our community. Because, again, you know, we don't have 400, 450 plus nonprofits because it's an easy way to do business. We don't have those nonprofits because it's fun to ask people for money and then immediately put that money elsewhere and not turn a profit.
But that's what we do.
These organizations exist for a reason.
And they serve a mission and they serve the community. And so really get to know each one and use them for their full potential. A lot of times you don't know that a nonprofit does the work they do, so you wouldn't be able to take advantage of it. So we're so happy you're tuning in today.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we have a wonderful guest with us today.
Awesome guest.
We're so excited. He's fairly new to the Fairbanks area, so we're super excited to introduce him to everybody. Mm-hmm. And he belongs to a longstanding organization.
Yes.
And so we're really excited to like connect the dots, put some voices with some names, with some faces with...
So we have Matt Novus?
Novus
here. He's the clubhouse manager of the Boys and Girls Club of Fairbanks. Thank you so much.
Hi, Matt.
It is a pleasure to be here. So I am super grateful to have this opportunity, have a little bit of the stage, and I'm glad to tell you a little bit about what we going on behind the scenes.
Very cool. Yeah. So let's dive right into it. What is the mission of the Boys and Girls Club?
So I have my notes for this one. The mission of all Boys and Girls Clubs is to enable all young people, especially those who need us most, to reach their full potential as productive, caring, and responsible citizens. So the way that we go about that is there are three pillars of success. So the three pillars are academic success, good character and citizenship, and healthy lifestyles. So across any Boys and Girls Club in the entire nation, those are going to be consistent. But then, as many of you know, one area versus being in Fairbanks is going to have drastically different needs, what the community looks like. Mm-hmm. So each community, how they implement those pillars into their program and live out that mission is going to be a little bit different. So it kind of has that core structure to it, but then it has the flexibility to adapt to its community's needs and ultimately the members that we serve, which is what I think makes the club so special, because you'll never get the same experience, but at the end, we're there to support the youth in our community the best that we can.
And in all those areas, which are important.
Yes, yes.
Perfect.
And so what does that mean? That is a broad, you know, mission statements can be so broad. You know, what ways are you guys, do you guys work to support kids?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm glad you asked that. So with academic success, some of those things that we do is we have a power hour where we have a time and block for the kids to go and do homework help, get help from the youth mentors, because the way that it works is as the kids come in after school, we have youth mentors who are working directly with the kids. And one of the program blocks that we have is power hour, where they can get homework help, they can sit down, they can have a space to go and knock out some of that help or knock out some of that homework, get that done and receive a little bit of extra help from the staff. And kind of just to give you a little bit of a picture on how it works when kids come into the club is right now during our after school program, we're open from 2 to 6. So kids will come over after school gets out. We serve our hot lunch from 3 to 3:30. So most of that is through community donations. So big shout out to the food bank. They've been incredible in helping us keep food going out to the kids.
Yep.
And then if they aren't able to arrive in that time period, then we also have snacks up front that the kids can get if they roll in closer to 4, 4:30. So as they walk in the door, we're getting them food. And then kind of what that looks like varies on a day-to-day. But then We have our main games area, which kind of operates like as a hub for the kids. They can come in, decompress, say hi to friends, and kind of have that like moment after school. Mm-hmm. Then we also have a gym. We have a downstairs area. It's called our Zen Den. And then we also have a teen center. So in those different areas, we'll have different programs that are running, like the aforementioned Power Hour. And ultimately what we do is we really value kids being able to lead themselves, because there are so many places that kids are pulled along by a string that they have no control over. And what I think is really special about the club is it's the kids' space. It's our job to try to create as good of a program and experience for them as possible, but we really value the kids being able to choose what they do and how to share that with their friends. And ultimately, like, what we want them to do is participate in the programs that we have by then again, kind of going into that academic success, good character, healthy lifestyles. And we don't really get those outcomes as much if they're not participating. So the way that we encourage kids to participate is we have a system called Club Bucks. Mm-hmm. And if they go and they participate in the program and they finish the program, then they earn 100 Club Bucks. Then at the end of the week, they can go and they can spend those Club Bucks in the Club Bucks store. So it turns into one of those systems that if they participate, if they go and they get involved in our programs, then they start to earn and they start to see like, oh, I get to be a part of this. And then as they choose to be a part of it, it almost always has better success than, hey, you're doing this right now, whether you like it or not.
Right.
So you see higher investment from kids. And then for the kids that don't do the programs, if they just want to like sit off and color, that's fine. But then at the end of the week, their friends that have been participating, they go down to the Club Buck store, they get popsicles, they get little toys, they get stuff like that. They go, oh, look what I got. And then they're like, they go down, but they didn't do any programs and they don't have any Club Bucks to spend. And hey, well, what do I need to do to start getting those things? And then they come to that conclusion on their own, mm-hmm. that if I want to get this thing, then I have to get involved and I have to participate. So it really starts to create that system where the kids are choosing on their own to be involved in activities that help support them becoming better mm-hmm. little humans.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is super special about the club, and what I think is so cool about it is that the kids are choosing, and by doing that, they get rewarded and then they get to grow from that.
Oh, that's very cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're teaching them how the world works.
Yeah. That's
like
life.
You can sit at home on the couch playing on your phone. On your days off. You can do that. But then were you productive?
No Club Bucks.
Did you get anything? No Club Bucks.
And so let's back up just a minute. Just, you know, for someone who has never heard of the Boys and Girls Club, has kind of no idea what they do. So you're just an after-school program, or are you open all the time? What are your hours?
So we are an after-school program during the school year.
Mm-hmm.
We are open from 10 to 6 during school year breaks. So winter break, spring break, and then in the summer, we're open from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. So
oh,
if
wow.
we have families that need a place for their kids to go while they go to work, then we also have that service available as well.
And what are the age limits on? Where are
so
the age ranges?
So our age groups that we serve is from 5 to 18. A majority of our kids right now fall in the 8 to 12 range.
Yeah, but you could serve as young as 5. So,
correct.
So if a parent hasn't heard about this and you're like, what am I going to do when my kid goes off on break and I have to work? Really, you could be a great resource for those kind of people.
Absolutely.
And you give them freedom.
K through 12.
Correct.
5 to 18.
Cool.
Yep.
K through 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very neat.
So then how those programs and things that they can participate in, are those arts and crafts? Are those educational activities? And how are those divvied up? Because obviously you wouldn't have the same program for a 5-year-old versus an 18-year-old. Maybe some of the programs, but probably not a majority.
Yeah, so that is something that I've been working to try to implement in a little bit better, is tailoring specific activities to specific groups, because one of the challenges that we have is if we are a clubhouse and we serve such a broad range of kids, is how do we tailor activities to the certain age groups to keep it interesting while because fundamentally, like what you said, a 12-year-old's not going to be interested in what a 7-year-old is. And if you make it for everybody, then there's just going to be people that aren't going to be interested because they're developmentally at a very different point. So like some examples of some of the programs that we have right now is we have like we have a cooking club, we have our power hour, which obviously like that serves all ages. We've created different spaces for the 10 and up, where we'll have the 10 and up area be or the Zen Den, which is one of our downstairs areas, be 10 and up. Obviously the teen center is a teen space, so that keeps younger kids away from them. We have a really popular program that we've had for a long time that has been there long before I have, and how it's run has been changed a little bit because we do Dungeons and Dragons. That's one of the things that kids always seem to love.
Like,
and
love
each, each one's always seem to have different like different personalities, but it's kept on going for since long before I was there. We do a Messy Monday, which can range from, again, like super simple crafts for the younger kids where it's finger painting, stuff like that, to more towards like the 10 to 12 year olds where we're doing like stuff on the cricket, where there's like a little bit more involvement in what they're doing. So I've also been doing pickleball with the kids. We got some pickleball nets and pickleball rackets.
America's new favorite pastime.
Yeah, and it's fun. And I'm looking forward to it, especially for the winter, because we do have a gym. And when I'm teaching 7, 8-year-olds the skills of like how to play pickleball, it's like, okay, if they're gonna play pickleball, before we jump into a game, we got to make sure that they can hit the ball off a bounce, that they can hit the ball over the net. And it's like breaking those down into little skills and playing games that are like, okay, we're gonna keep the ball up and it can't bounce twice and everybody's going to work together, and if we all get to 10 then everybody gets like an extra 50 club bucks, and then it becomes a goal that they're sharing in, versus if I do that with a bunch of 12-year-olds, they're going to do that in 2 minutes, and then it becomes like, okay, now we're going to do like more drill type stuff of like, okay, this is what gets us better at it. So we can do similar activities, and then even the approach to how we're going to implement that in is going to be completely different.
No, I mean, that's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Matt, stick with us. Stick with us, Interior Alaska. We have a short commercial break coming up, and we'll hear more about the Boys and Girls Club when we return.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. We'll continue after this short break on KFAR Radio.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's websites and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley is proudly sponsored by the Rotary Club of Fairbanks. Looking for a way to make a difference right here in the interior? The Rotary Club of Fairbanks is where neighbors, leaders, and doers come together to create lasting change. From supporting youth programs to community improvement projects, Rotary is all about service above self. Want to make a bigger impact? Join us at one of our weekly meetings. Learn more about how you can get involved by visiting our Facebook page, The Rotary Club of Fairbanks.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today, from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m., Behind the Mission with the United Way at 11:30, followed by Sensible Health Solutions with White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. And now, let's get behind the mission.
Thanks for staying with us.
Yeah.
Interior Alaska.
And for those of you who are just joining us, this is Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. I'm Katie, and I'm here with
Sarah Hollister.
Yeah.
And today, you know, we interview nonprofits all over the community, all over the interior. And today we have the pleasure of speaking with the Boys and Girls Club of Fairbanks Clubhouse Manager, Matt Novis.
Hi, Matt.
Hi.
Hi again.
Hello.
So we talked about mission. We talked about some of the programs you guys you offer. But you have another thing that you do with phones, something that I think a lot of parents would appreciate.
Yeah. So one of the things that we have implemented in at the club that is always a hot topic is devices. And I think there's a general push in society now to move away from phones with kids at school because we've seen a lot of negative impacts on that. But once they get out of school and they're on their own time, then a lot of the time kids will just get sucked right back in. I mean, We're all guilty. Yeah, I'm guilty of it. I grew up in
it's
it. Like,
not just kids.
I was in high school right when social media, like at least like the Twitter, Instagram, like first hit its sunk its claws into society. So it's something that I experienced growing up and how that affected me. So what we have done at the club is Monday through Thursday, we go device free. So because the last thing that we want to do is if kids come in for the service, it kind of defeats the whole purpose of being involved with other kids, building those social relationships, building all of like the friendships that really come from like after school activities, being around friends, if you're sitting and staring at a screen. So we go device-free Monday through Thursday, but then Friday we loosen up a little bit. Kids can bring their Switches. We have our Switch video games on, and it becomes kind of like the wrap-up at the end of the week that like, hey, we're at the weekend. We get to
we're
have fun some
fun. Too.
Yeah, like, we're not going
we're not all rules here.
Yeah.
We're not a regular mom. We're a cool mom.
Yeah.
Fridays, you can have your phones. But that, you know, that's really great because they are coming out with so many studies about the mental health aspect that phones can put this kind of added pressure on children, even if they have too much access to just, you know, phone and scrolling. We all, I mean, that goes for everyone.
Yes, I was going to say, like, we all need to turn our notifications off from time to time.
Yeah, and
the world,
you know,
life is not so urgent.
Limit the scrolls, you know, limit all the things. Half of them are ads anyway.
I mean, I do it. I have, like, my phone blocked off from almost everything, especially, like, when I'm at work and, like, a lot of the time at home, too, because I know so many people are guilty of it, me especially, where I've just, like, wasted hours sitting on things that I could not tell you what I even looked at.
Yeah.
And
I learned nothing.
I did nothing, and now the sun's gone. Like,
what happened? Cousin's best friend from high school got a new dog. There you go.
So kind of just shifting one of my things that I want to stand for just as an individual is shifting away from the consumption mindset and more towards the creation mindset.
Oh, I love that.
And trying to foster that with the kids as well.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And so you, so we were talking earlier, so you have a couple stories that you wanted to share.
Yeah, so there's a couple. So every kid that comes in has their own challenges, and that's just part of being a kid. Mm-hmm. And some of the ways that we've seen success that have kind of touched on some of the systems that we've had in the club that I think have shown growth for those kids is we touched on that we want to make it better for the kids to be involved rather than saying like, oh, you can't do this, having to be like negative. Like one of the kids that we had really was a hard-headed kid, lived life to its fullest. And with that came with a lot of confrontations in ways that he struggled to hold his emotions. And I think with that, that came with breaking some of the club rules. And we have three club rules. It's respect yourself, respect others, respect the club. And with that, if we can't hold those rules, then there's going to be like a small punishment for that. Usually it's going sitting on the bench. If it gets bigger, we'll talk to parents. But it came to the point where it was like, oh, we're just going to the bench over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. What's going on here? And I think where that was, well, you're saying that I'm doing something wrong, but what am I supposed to be working towards? And then when we started implementing in more of the, it's you can have more by doing more, then that's when we saw him start to engage in more of our programs, start to want to behave better, because also another thing is the club bookstore and things like that are a privilege. So if you have other behavior problems, you do not get to participate in the club bookstore or like reward things. So then when his friends were going and getting all these cool things and he wasn't, he's like, well, I want that. Why don't I have that? And then again, it goes back to the not telling him, hey, if you want this, you need to do this. He got to see that other people were getting something that he didn't have that he wanted, and had to decide for himself, I need to behave differently if I want these things. And then that was when, partnered with some of our like healthy lifestyle programs, he could go and take a moment and be like, okay, like I'm gonna take a breath. I'm not gonna like be mean to other kids. Like, okay, this isn't like what I wanna do. And then by the end of the week, when he was going and being able to be involved in like the club bookstore and stuff like that, then he's ecstatic about it. And then what we also try to do is we have our youth acknowledgements, where for kids that do that especially, or they overcome challenges, we have a weekly Youth of the Week that shouts out a kid that has really overcome a challenge that they have. And that's like what we look for. And then to recognize they change that behavior, it's a big deal for them, and then they're seen for that. So it helps them change the identity that they have for themselves about how they behave, and we're rewarding that, and we're giving them praise and helping them form that positive identity that helps towards developing them as a positive little human in the world. And with that, I think that's like one of the things that is so cool about where we positively reinforce the behavior is they start to see themselves that way rather than having it be led.
That's very cool. So, and that's so important with kids, because it is true that children need other mentor adults in their life beyond their parents. They need at least, I think it was reading, three strong adults in their life, or three strong mentors in their life, to help them make these good choices. Because, you know, as a parent, you can try all these different tactics, but you're still the parent. And so if you have someone like somewhere like the Boys and Girls Club, an outside source that's also reinforcing this good behavior, I think it can click differently. And so I think that's wonderful. But you were going to say something.
Yeah, I was just going to jump into another one where once we implemented in our device policy, we had another little girl that she just would go in, she'd check out on her iPad, and then until parents picked her up, that's what she would do. And we've valued club kid choice, and we'd encourage her to go and do other programs. But when it was an option, she just wasn't interested in anything else. And then when it became not an option, then we've seen her go and engage in more art projects, really get involved in the gym more, learning pickleball. And it's so cool seeing the kids like start to pick up more skills and learn once they get that step away from it. Because again, it's like, it's such a big like reward in your brain that it's hard to say no to it if you have it as an option. It's like putting a piece of like candy in front of your face all day 24/7 and expecting people to not eat it. Like,
oh,
and
yeah.
Especially
like,
with
no, I'm gonna eat this vegetable over here.
It's an addiction. It is an addiction, just like everything else, and it's one that we all have to manage because we can't live without our phones. But truly, I think little tiny screens, whatever form you look at them on.
Yeah.
You have to manage it, and it can be very addicting. It's the brain chemistry.
Yeah.
But again, like you said, you implemented this program where it is more of a reward. It's like you don't have to do it all the time. It's okay to do it some of the time. So it's like Monday through Thursday, we're focusing, we're developing, we're working. And then Friday, we can relax a little bit. It's okay to take a break. It is okay to do unproductive things. It is okay to rest once you've done the work.
And it's a clubhouse. It's not school, and it's not supposed to be school.
Right.
Like, all the things that we're doing are supposed to be things that ultimately, like, with the exception of power hour, and I mean, most kids don't want to do homework. It's supposed to be fun for the kids as
well. It's supposed to be entertaining.
It's supposed to be entertaining. They just went and learned for 7 hours. They don't need to go and sit and learn for another 2 hours.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They need to decompress with friends, build social relationships, and have a safe place for that.
Yeah.
And there are healthy ways to do that, like move your body.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, you can do art. You can meditate. You can do all these things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very neat. And so you guys are located in a pretty interesting place for all the local people out there that might have went to high school quite a while ago. Where are you guys located?
So we are located in the old main building. So on the backside of City Hall. So we are currently in where the old cafeteria and gym are, as well as some of the downstairs space. So I know that there's a lot of like fondness for the building that we're in, and it goes way back in the community. And honestly, it's such a privilege to be in that space because, especially in the winter, it is so nice to have a gym and a big open space that we have for the kids.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. And do you guys bus kids from schools? How do you guys get kids from after school at their school to the location, or do parents bring them?
We unfortunately do not have a transportation program anymore. That program recently got cut, which is a big bummer because it has definitely lessened the accessibility to a lot of families. There are some schools that you can have it as a designated drop-off point for the school bus program. So,
oh, okay.
So we have a couple of schools that have it as a school bus drop-off point. And then we also have a few schools within walking distance. Barnett is an awesome one because it's like 0.2 miles away. So kids get out, and a lot of kids from that school just walk right over.
Very cool. Very cool.
All right. Well, and so ways to be involved. If someone is interested in participating or supporting you guys, what are the ways that the community can do that?
So some of the things that are awesome for us is right now, any donation in regards to little trinkets, knickknacks, doodads, games, stuff like that. Stuff for the store is always awesome because not only are you giving towards like something that kids will ultimately end up using and enjoying, it's they're also having to work for it, and by doing that there's like positive associations that come with that donation as well, which I think is so cool. So not only are you putting something in a kid's hands that they will love and enjoy, you're also investing into that child that will ultimately receive that, which I think is super cool. And that's all donation funded, so it's definitely something that the community helps us with, and we are a little sparse in it right now, and it's like the incentive is only as good as like the reward.
The prize, yeah. Yeah, there you go. You got a job, Interior Alaska. They need goodies at the Boys and Girls Club. Prize goodies. Yeah. Whatever that is.
All right. And if they need to contact you guys or want to learn more information, where do they go?
You can show up at the Boys and Girls Club, or you can give us a call. And let me make sure I've got the right number for this.
Or a website,
so
we can, too.
Yeah,
is there a website?
Facebook?
There is a Facebook. We aren't the most active on Facebook right now. It is definitely a goal to get more
up some love. Yeah. Ooh, maybe we could train some teenagers in social media management.
Yeah, there you go. Get that extra screen time during the week.
Give me an intern, baby. Yeah.
But if you guys want to call, reach out, get more information, our building's number is 907-457-5223. That's 907-457-5223. And then I am usually at the building from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And those are great ways to get a hold of me or get involved as well.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you so much for joining us and telling us all about the Boys and Girls Club of Fairbanks.
Yes.
We really want the community to realize the need for this organization, and we need to support them.
Yep.
And also, the United Way is also a nonprofit, and we would love for you guys to support us. And we just want to announce in a week and 2 days, we will be doing our annual campaign kickoff and dessert auction at the Fairbanks Chamber Luncheon on Tuesday, September 9th. And we invite everyone to join us at 12 p.m. You can find more information on the Chamber's website and follow our social media for the event.
Yes, we hope to see you guys there.
And we'll talk at you next week.
And we will talk at you next week, Interior Alaska.
You have been listening to Behind the Mission with the United Way of the Tanana Valley. To listen back to this or any of our other local programs, simply click on the archives page at kfarradio.com.
Behind the Mission has been a presentation of the United Way and Last Frontier Media Active, the radio station.